You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A new art installation in Cardiff aims to explore sight loss while also raising awareness around mental well-being. I'm joined now by some of the people behind the project, Dr. Claire Nollett and Richard Bowers. Welcome in both.
Hey. Hi.
Well, Claire, how did the project, Eight Voices in Darkness, come about?
Well, I'm a mental health researcher, and my research has shown, we know from talking to people, that blind and partially sighted people can often experience depression and anxiety, but that the symptoms aren't always picked up by professionals. So we wanted to raise awareness that depression and anxiety are common and to let professionals and the public know what they could do to help. So we were lucky to win a grant from the Arts and Humanities Research Council, which provided a lot of funding for us to make the installation. And we're really thrilled as well to be part of the Being Human Festival, which is a national festival held in November, and different organisations and universities take part. And so the installation will be part of that programme.
And Richard, you're an artist and your art often features audio and visual elements. What made that approach the right fit for this project?
I think Claire really initially suggested the concept of using audio recordings of, you know, the voice of people with sight difficulties and have experienced mental health problems. And so for me, it kind of fitted neatly into my own sort of media that I use, which tends to be kind of video, physical installation and sound. And what struck me when I was working on the project really was the more you kind of listen to the individual stories, you have a very real sense of the need to get lived experience across unmediated, really. And so unlike my normal art practice, which is very sort of self-centered in a sense, and self-motivated, I felt more and more that I needed to actually kind of withdraw from the material a little bit and actually allow the recordings and the voices of the people to come to the fore almost without any interference from me. Normally I would be, as an artist, I'd be kind of manipulating sound. I'd be, you know, editing it in special ways. But in this situation, just felt that, no, these voices really just need to be heard very directly. So I, in the end, I took a very light touch, if you like, on in terms of the manipulation of the material. There are also photographs as well in there of them, some of them I think, Claire, taken by the
we worked with a local charity called Sight Life. They have a photography club, and some members of their photography club took portrait photographs of our store and tennis balls to be in the installation.
And Richard, you designed the exhibition in collaboration, as we say, with the charities Wales Council of the Blind and Sight Life. How important was their input?
So Sight Life's very important, really. They provided us with all the people telling their stories. That was a very important part of it. And their contribution with their photography group as well. I worked for Wales Council of the Blind. I've been with them for some 35 years now, I think. So that's given me, if you like, a little bit of an insight into the world that we're dealing with. So, you know, although I'm not a person with sight loss myself, I am actually, you know, kind of, I've got a fair bit of history in terms of working with people with sight loss and understanding the difficulties and so on. So from that point of view, working with, as a member of staff of WCB, that enabled me to bring that experience into it as well.
And they've been very good at helping us promote the installation as well to the public.
And Claire, a lot of your work is around mental well-being. Are there any common themes that you've heard from working with blind and partially sighted people on this project? Anything that stands out?
Yeah, there's a few common themes. I mean, one of them is just the everyday stress of living with a vision impairment. So everything just takes more time, is more tiring. I think one of our storytellers described it as, you know, if you've got a bucket, your bucket is half full with stress before you even start the day, you know, just trying to get the kids to school to, you know, when they were little, and she was holding by the hands and crossing the road. And usually it would be the adult saying, when's it safe to go? But she was having to ask the children that. So just all these little things, the travel, the getting around, And I think some of the messages for the clinicians as well that they work with is, you know, when I come for my eye appointment and I'm sat in that clinic, don't come out and call my name. I don't know where that voice is necessarily coming from. Come over, get me. You know, so just some little things that people can do to help.
The stories are always surprising. I mean, we've both worked in the sector for a long time, and you know, so there are these kind of repeated messages, if you like, these things that you hear time and time again, often to do with, like Claire says, other people in the world not understanding that there's a barrier there. You know, it might be a bus driver not understanding that a person had to flag a bus down even though they didn't know which one it was. You know, we've heard all these stories, and your listeners will know all these stories. But at the same time, you also have this kind of originality all the time in the stories. There's always just a very personal kind of new thing that you hear. And I think, like Claire's saying about that, you know, children helping the children with the getting across the road, and it's actually the other way around. And these things, that they're all down to individual experience. And that's the joy of doing this kind of work, is you get these very unique voices.
But I think I was also struck by, on the flip side, the things that people were doing to maintain their mental health. So getting out in nature, going for walks, being part of peer support groups. And there's a lot of humour in there, you know, a lot of shared understanding and shared jokes between people in the community.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the experience like for the blind and partially sighted creators whose work make up the exhibition? How did they find the process?
The feedback I got from people was that they quite enjoyed talking about it. And they also found it helpful because people hadn't sat down with them and for an hour asked them about what impact is this having on your life? And, you know, what's it like for you? And what can people do to help you? And I think some people enjoyed sort of getting that off their chest.
Claire, you're a research fellow and the academic lead for public involvement and engagement in Cardiff University School of Medicine. What impact do you think that works of art like this can have on the people who visit them?
Yes, well, we're going to find out because we're going to ask them that. but what we're hoping is that, you know, I could write all this stuff down, couldn't I, and give it to the professionals. I could go and talk about it myself. But we hope that by hearing firsthand people's experiences, being immersed in that in this installation, that it will resonate with them, that it will improve empathy, that they will think about, gosh, I haven't thought what it's like to live like that. What can I do to help? What can I do to make the situation better, even if it's some of those little things, whether that's the public or whether it's the professionals that we're bringing along to see it?
For, as an audio experience in the installation, is structured so that you have a kind of segment of like a minute or so of some piece of narration, and then it stops. And you're sort of sat waiting for the next one. I mean, there's a kind of background sound, but you're waiting for the next narration. But that gives you a little bit of time to consider what has just been said. And so it's actually, I mean, it's difficult to tell, but it doesn't feel to me like a harrowing experience, because a lot of people talking about it, having their armies removed and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. It's quite tough stuff. But I think in the context, you know, the physical manifestation of it will be eight kind of structures which represent each of the participants, and each will have a loudspeaker and a light and a photograph of the participant. And it will be arranged in a sort of semi-theatrical situation in front of raked seating, like cinema-style raked seating. So the viewer is invited to come and just sit and spend, you know, hopefully, you know, half an hour or something or whatever, just sitting and listening to these voices. And yeah, I think that the experience hopefully will be one which kind of provokes a little bit of thinking. You know, it's not like at you. You know, you've got these periods of quiet where you can actually reflect on what's just been said.
We're also running a workshop for health and social care professionals on one of the evenings where we will invite them to view the installation, and then we will get together to reflect on what they've heard, what they've learned, what they can do differently. And we'll do that using particular research techniques, but just to sort of embed that learning in their practice.
And Claire, do you see more of these collaborations happening in the future? Do you think there's more to explore?
As researchers, we've been a bit guilty. People say we work in our ivory towers. We're there. We've got our research questions. We're doing this research out there. But more and more, we're starting to work with the people that our research affects and drawing on their lived experience, getting them involved in designing and running the research as well. So that's definitely the way we want to go. And I think because the people have enjoyed it, I hope they will be keen to do some of the things in future.
Eight Voices in Darkness will run on Thursday the 6th, Friday the 7th, and Saturday the 8th of November at Chapter Arts Centre in Cardiff. It's free to enter, and you don't need to book ahead. Dr. Claire Knight and artist Richard Bowers, congratulations on the installation, and thanks both for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.